Hello everybody, this is Snehit Mohua. I'm a program manager with the System Center team. In this video, we'll take a look at the new Service Management Automation ISC add-on. Until recently, runbook authoring in SMA was typically done through Windows Azure Pack. Now we have a new authoring experience that helps you author and debug runbooks right from the PowerShell ISC, that is the SMA ISC add-on. The SMA ISC add-on is available from the PowerShell gallery. In this video, we'll go through the installation steps and we'll author, debug, and publish a simple runbook from the PowerShell ISC using the add-on. Before we begin, a point to note here. If you have never installed any modules or scripts from PowerShell gallery before, please install the PowerShell get module from the PowerShellGallery.com before proceeding to the next steps. First, we search for the module in the PowerShell gallery using the find module command. Then, we install it using the install module command. After installation, you can either add the module to load automatically with the PowerShell ISC using install SMA ISC add-on command, or you could load the module whenever you need it using the import module command. The SMA ISC add-on loads on the right side of your ISC window. The add-on UI has four tabs: Configuration tab, Runbooks tab, Assets tab, and the Give Feedback tab. On login, we see that the Runbooks tab and the Assets tab are empty. This is because we haven't logged into the SMA environment yet. This can be done under the Configuration tab. On the first sign-in, a workspace is created at the location shown under the Config tab. All the runbooks and assets associated with your SMA account will now be available under the respective tabs. Let's create a simple script type runbook. With the Technical Preview 5 release of System Center, SMA now also supports native PowerShell script type runbooks. So we now have support for both script and workflow type runbooks. Once we are done authoring the runbook, we can test the runbook locally. Once we have tested it locally, we can upload the draft runbook to the SMA server. We can test the draft runbook on the SMA server. You can use the start job button to start your runbook. You can use the refresh button to query the status of the runbook. We see that it has completed. Now, once you are satisfied with the draft runbook, you can publish it. As always, only published runbooks are deployed. Let's take a look under the Assets tab. The add-on supports two types of assets: variables and credentials. I've gone ahead and created a few variables and credentials on my SMA account. We see that all these are highlighted in orange, which means that the values of these assets are not available locally. Let's download them and see what happens. The unencrypted variable turns white, meaning its value is available locally. However, the encrypted variable is still orange. Same is the case with credentials. This is done for security reasons. Encrypted variables and credential values are not downloaded to the local machine and have to be entered manually. That about covers it. Finally, please use the Give Feedback tab to provide feedback and suggestions. Your feedback is particularly valuable in deciding the future direction of the add-on. Thank you for watching and hope you'll love using the SMA ISE add-on.